Connie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa. Gedula Chemincha. Tati. Zerura. Alephet Gimel Yitzhak Sadi. Kabel Rinat. Amcha sagbenu, kacharenu, no ra. Kufre shayim, sentet nun. Na gibor, dor sheyehudcha, kevavat shamrem. Nun gimel dalet yud kaf shin. Barchem tacharem rachame sidkatcha tamid gamlem. Betet resh sadi taf gimel. Hasin kadosh berov tucha nael adata. Tetsufet, Tetnunayan. Yachid Gea, Lamcha Pene, Zokre Kiddushata, Yud Gimolamet, Hezayan Kuf. Shabbatenu Kabel, Ushmatsia Katenu, Yodea, Talumo. Shin Kufav, Tzadi Yotta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohe Wahe, Adonai Yohe Wahe. El rachum v'chanun, erech apayim, v'rav chesed v'emet, notze chesed la'alafim, notze avon v'afesha, v'chata'a v'nakeh. Well, now connect to the energy of certainty. This is coming from the Pilon commentary on the Zohar, Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29. We'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud, Kudsha Berichu, Ishkinte Bitchilu, Berchinu, Chilu, Chilu, Erchinu. Le'achda l'shem yud-he b'vav-he, v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael, l'imud Torah mitzvah, l'asok Torah mitzvah. V'ayhino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei adenu kanane aleinu ma'asei adenu kananehu. Rabbi Abba Amar b'ka ma'atar, Tane nan de kudsha, berichu koma de aved leela witata, witola ilu kishot, leovada dikshot, vele lach mila bialma divae barnash, bedach ya leya. Nine Aulan Haga, Peya Kalana, Dehakuru Ovada, Dikshot Inun Wikola Itzirich, the Alma. The energy of the year 5778. is to bow to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses that connect to this energy in the Tanakh. The first that we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkan Amnon vayitchal vayavo Hamelech liroto vayomer Amnon El Hamelech tavo na Tamar Achoti udlabev le'ene shete levivot v'evre mi'ada. The second verse that we study is from Psalms chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Het. The letters of this name are separated by three letters each. Chatati odiacha, wawoni lo kisiti, amarti ode ale peshai, ladonai ohe wahe yata nasata, awon chatati sela. The year 5777 also has two verses that connect to its energy, which is that of the goat and that of the wake-up call. The first verse that we study is from Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 52. So tzaduni katsipo oyevai chinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to create Satskiyah, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we're able to create Bir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to this energy is from Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion. The letters of this name are separated by seven letters each. Ki in va'adonai yohewahe Elohechem tadevaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776 has the energy of the pause. There are also two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayu limat velo yachlu lehavshit et kol haolot Vayahaskum achehem halevim ad kelot hamlacha v'yad yitkadshu hakohanim ki halevim yishrei levav lehitkadesh mehakohanim. There are 25 words in this verse. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe, Vadonai Yohewahe. Let me start over on this verse. Bidhu Vadonai Yohewahe, Ate Ad. Ki b'yayohe Adonaiyohe wahe Zur olami. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy. The first is from Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishemi meni, lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. The second verse we study is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachagoiyam, asher yitabe sham wishavtem elai el nachum, v'halakti yitem v'chayayim yashno, v'aretz v'chipasti, O to the call of Yehuda. The third verse we study is from Job also. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kagelo lanetza yoved roav yom ruayo. The year 5774 has only one verse to connect to its energy of peace in the Middle East. That is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael untati v'shakam ta'aktav v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu. Vene avlala anoto ka asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God. We do this by reading the letter with its root vowel in sequence. Wahe wa yo la yo sa yo te ala me me he shi la la he aka aka he ta he za yo ala da la a wa he he ya yo za la me be he e re yo he ko me La awa kala yo la wa wa pe he la nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nu ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo wa wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da. Anu yo he ame, re he a yo yo za, he 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 me yo ha, wa wa la yo la he, sa a la a re yo, a shi la me yo he, wa he wa da nu yo, he he shi ame me, nu nu wa nu yo ta, me be he pe wa yo. Nu me me yo yo la he re he me ta re wa me be yo he he anu wa me he yo da me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names of God that we revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ta me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo ta la me le he he yo yo he me me La wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa nu yo he he shi ya yo re ta shi ya he re la yo wa wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da Anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za. He shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he. Sa a la a re yo a la me ta he. Wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me. Nu he a nu wa ta me la he he a yo. You call me yo raid la he be he mezare wa he be yo a he a la wa mezayo da he be me kako a la a he he wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. We'll now connect to the meditation that we do between Tu B'Av and Rosh Hashanah, or really through Yom Kippur. And that is the meditation that you can find on the Unique Astrological Times link. It's the second link under the category of the preparation for Tu B'Av. You'll find it very close to the bottom of the Unique Astrological Times landing page. And we say this meditation, we contemplate this meditation as we say it, utilizing the same technique, same tool. Yo wada, yo wada, hey, yo wada, hey, wa, wa, yo wada, hey, wa, wa, hey, Yo wada, yo wada, hey ah. Yo wada, hey ah, wa awa. Yo wada, hey ah, wa awa, hey ah. Yo wada, yo wada, hey ah. Yo wada, hey ah, wa awa. Yo wada, hey ah, wa awa, hey ah. Yo wada, yo wada, hey ah, yo wada, hey ah, wa awa, yo wada, hey ah, wa awa, hey ah. Yo wada, yo wada, hey ah, yo wada, hey ah, wa awa, yo wada, hey ah, wa awa, hey ah. The Tzaddikim who left this day, the 25th day of Av, Rabbi Yeshayahu Menachem ben Rabbi Yitzhak of Krakow, the Tzaddikim who left the 26th day of Av, which starts at sundown this evening, Sunday evening, Rabbi Yaakov Meshulam Orenstein, Rabbi Yoel ben Rabbi Hanania Yom Tov Teitelbaum, Rabbi Meir Ashkenazi, Rabbi Eliyahu Baruch Goldschmidt. And the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach we say in a whisper. Our class today continues our preparation for Rosh Hashanah, starting with the subject of Teshuvah. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 8, the second column from the left. When that landing page opens up, scroll down to class number 1A. And this is where we will begin our study today with a question, an essay about a question, a simple question, but it gets to the heart of Judaism. The question being asked is Teshuvah. Is it a national goal or a private matter? How does this relate to the essence of Judaism? Judaism teaches two things. I am able to talk directly to Hashem. I do not need an intermediary. Yet, I am recommended to pray with a minion so that I'm talking together as a group. Which is correct? How do I reconcile that they're both correct? As we start, Yachid and Tzibur, individual and community. Our time is one of great upheaval. This obviously can be said about our times, but it can also be said by times throughout history where we all were present at various times throughout history through various incarnations. There are dramatic historic events that are occurring at a frantic pace. A new world order is emerging out of the collapsing Russian Empire. This was the years of the 90s. The severed limb of Russian Jewry is being reconnected to the Jewish nation as the land of Israel welcomes its people home to Zion. The exile is literally drawing to a close with every passing hour as tens of thousands of Jews arrive at Ben Gurion Airport to take up new residence in the land of their fathers. The process of transforming the Jewish people from a group of individuals scattered among the nations to a nation reborn on its own soil advances dramatically with each successive wave of Aliyah. This transformation demands that we broaden our Torah concepts to encompass the reality of our restored existence as a sovereign nation. Now, there are many people who would disagree with that statement, because to those people, to many people, the land of Israel, the Torah itself, it is an encompassing document, a living encompassing tool. But to others, it seems to be stuck in the history, stuck in tradition. And I don't mean to say that tradition or being stuck in tradition is incorrect. It's just different people have different views. And since this is the week of Re'eh, the Hebrew word that means to see, the Hebrew word, the parasha name that is the only one with a 72 name of God, one of the attributes of Hashem. And we will have discovered during this week, if we are open to learning, that we see what we want to see. We see what we expect to see. We rarely see the truth. Although the truth is always available to us, if we would only be willing to see it. Continuing to read. Since our generation is experiencing the resurgence of Teshuvah in this era of national revival, it is essential to elaborate on the concept of Teshuvah and its relationship to the return of the Jewish people to Eretz Yisrael. A Teshuvah that relates only to Tefillin, to Kashrut, to Shabbat, is incomplete because the teshuvah of each individual child of Israel is actually only a part of a much greater historical process of teshuvah. Judaism was meant to be not only a religion for individuals, but as the great rabbi, the Or Sameach, reminds us in his commentary to the Torah, Hashem does not rest his name on the individual. He states that the Torah was given to the nation as a whole and can only be kept in its entirety by the whole nation. One simple way to understand that is there's only one king in Israel. When the Jewish people are in the land completely, that will be the King Mashiach, the King Messiah, who will be a descendant of King David. And there are mitzvot that only the king can keep, individual mitzvot, that I cannot keep because I'm not the king in Israel. You cannot king because you are not the king in Israel. This is the meaning of why the Torah can only be kept by the nation as a whole. There's more than just this one simple explanation of the king. There's also the Levites who are not Kohanim, the Israelis who are not Kohanim or Levites. There are mitzvot for each of the sections that can only be kept by those sections. Continuing to read. By his connection to the Klal, the national entity, the national unity, the individual takes on an infinitely greater importance and significance. He is then linked to the blessing and the divine connection of the Klal. And even his individual life and actions are imbued with the infinite significance of the Klal, of which he is part. The converse is also true, that when a person separates himself from the nation, he severs his link to eternity. He who separates himself from the tzibur, the community, even though he has no sins, has no part in the world that is coming. Just to understand that a little deeper, it is impossible for a human, for a child of Israel, who separates himself from the nation of Israel, from the Klal, the community of Israel, to say he has no sins, because the separation from the Klal is a sin. But, and it's important yet for all of us to realize that that sin is capable of being corrected, achieving a tikkun, through the tool of teshuvah. Continuing to read. The divine ideal transcends the individual and is expressed through him. Therefore, keeping the Torah is not a private affair between the individual and Hashem, but rather stems from his being a part of the whole national whole. This is why before the performance of mitzvot, we say that we do so in the name of all Israel. This is a phrase that comes from the L'shem Yichud. And the Or Sameach, who is being quoted in this, is not a Sephardi. He's an Ashkenazi. Our praise are in the plural form, praying for the good of the nation. As the Vilna Gaon clearly writes that it is forbidden to pray for one's private needs, rather for the perfection of the people of Israel. Am Yisrael Chai. At the beginning of many Siddurim, the words of the Ari HaKadosh are cited, that before every prayer one should accept upon himself the mitzvah of love thy neighbor as thyself, the Ahavta L'Re'acha Kamocha, to love all of Israel and thus connect oneself to the Klal. This leads to a question. The question is, if I do not love all of Israel yet, am I separated from the Klal? I'm not going to answer that question because it's one each person needs to answer for themselves, because it is a path, one path of many, that leads one to come to understand how necessary it is to love all aspects of the nation, of the Klal, of the community. The oneness of Israel is the foundation upon which all Torah, all mitzvot, and Yirat Shemaim, the fear slash awe of heaven, are built. Only when this unity was attained were we able to receive the Torah. And I would say, I would word it differently. I would say that it's only when the unity is attained were we able to have the gift of the Torah. It could not have been revealed even by one as great as Moshe if the whole nation was not in unity. This is not my idea. These are the sages' teachings. Continuing to read. This is so because the Torah is the divine content and ideal of an entire nation that ultimately revitalizes all human culture, restores harmony to the world, and brings to fulfillment all of creation. You'll notice in this paragraph that I've read all these 16 different numbers. Each one is a footnote that is available upon request. Continuing to read. The Ari, Rabbi Isaac Luria, teaches the best period for doing teshuvah for wrong sexual acts is not this period we are in, approaching the month of Elul, that is both the coming Shabbat and also on Sunday. This period that is the best for doing teshuvah for sexual improprieties is Shelvavim. Shelvavim is the 6-week period from the week of Shemot to Mishpatim. And in this coming year, will be an 8-week period because it is a leap year. As we know, the lower level of teshuvah is done in 4 steps. Acknowledging the action, confessing the action, asking forgiveness for the action, and making restitution for the action. The higher level of teshuvah takes a number of additional steps leading up to the concept of back to the future. What is this concept of back to the future? It means that consciousness prevails over everything. so that in my consciousness, I go back to that moment in time where the action took place. And in my consciousness, I change the action. Then when I return to the current time, the world is not the same as when I left it. The world has become a new future. The present has now returned to a more straight path to the endless world, at least for the person doing the teshuvah and all those that are connected to that person, which means the nation as a whole, the Kalal as a whole. This is my opinion, this is my understanding, and this is my personal experience. Restitution can be difficult to do in the area of sexual acts. The sages then prioritize different methods of making restitution between ourselves and Hashem. This really should be two paragraphs, because there is a difference in doing teshuvah between man and your fellow man and doing teshuvah between man and Hashem. Our sages recommend one or more of the following rituals to be done during this period. Fasting, ta'anit, dawn to dusk, at least once or possibly twice a week. The preferred day is Thursday, or once, or Monday and Thursday, for twice. But any day will do, except Shabbat. Another tool is called Gilgul HaShelek, rolling in the snow. This makes restitution for all of the wrong sexual actions in this and in previous incarnations. And please understand that the term sexual acts really was referring to creative acts. And that will give you a whole different perspective. So, when is the snow on the ground that is capable of achieving this level of teshuvah, Gilgul HaShelet? It's in the winter. When does the period of Shovavim commence? It's at the end of the winter, moving into spring. Any time is a good time to do Gilgul HaShelek if you have the capability and you have the opportunity with snow on the ground, newly fallen snow, of at least a foot or 18 inches of snow. Number three, a tanit dibur, a fast of words. And this is done on Shabbat. During this specific Shabbat, one only says words of Torah, including reading all 150 Psalms three times. And for those who wish to become pregnant, it's good to read an additional first eight Psalms a fourth time. It is a very difficult form of teshuvah to do a tanit dibur. If you've tried it, you'll understand why I say it's difficult. If you haven't tried it, I recommend it to you. The fourth item, if one is able to do the fast, the physical fast, one may give tzedakah in place of the tamid due to the level of the generation. Remember, the restitution part of this ritual should only be done as part of the full process of teshuvah. What do we learn from the writings of the sages about teshuvah? There is a difference between mistakes made against Hashem and mistakes made against other entities. Why isn't it said humans, other humans? It's because we can sin even against inanimate objects, against crops, against animals, against insects. The procedure for teshuvah is different if the mistake is against Hashem or if it is against another entity. If teshuvah is done fully and completely, this trait will never be seen in any other person in your life. Have you seen someone lie? Have you seen someone cheat? Have you seen someone steal? Those are just three examples. If you have done teshuvah or stealing, you will never see another theft in the world. Does that mean there won't be theft in the world? Please contemplate that question. And at the end of your contemplation, the answer will be that yes, there will be no other thefts in the world, because you will be unable to see them. If we have time today, I will tell you the story of Moshe the Ganef. I've said it many times in my classes, so many of you have heard it. But if not, send me an email and I will arrange to have it presented to you. It's well worth learning. It is a mitzvah to do teshuvah. The above essay indicates that teshuvah must be done individually and also collectively. How do we do it collectively? You start by doing it individually, and that process reconnects you to the collective, to the cloud. And you're changing yourself changes the cloud. Contemplate that statement as well. The 72 names of Hashem used in the Teshuvah process. The first one, Vav Hei Vav. This is the first of the 72 names, and its code word is time travel, as in the process of Back to the Future, which we will discuss further. Yud Lamed Yud. The second of the 72 names has a code word of recapturing the sparks. And this is useful in the teaching of the Baal Shem Tov related above from the book You are who you hate. Hey Aleph Aleph, the 26th name of the 72 names, is a code word for returning order from chaos. Mem Vav Mem, the 72nd name of the 72 names, is a code word for spiritual cleansing, which is another, although less complete, name for Teshuvah. A final thought before Elul, which Rosh Chodesh Elul is next Shabbat and Sunday. We relate to Hashem in different ways during Elul and Tishrei. Also, we relate to Hashem in different ways on different holidays. We need to contemplate which way we are relating to Hashem as we do each item of our Teshuvah. The methods to relate to Hashem are as follows. During Elul, we relate to Hashem using the cities of refuge and the six constant mitzvot. A person who unintentionally murdered another suffers from a severe lack of focus and sensitivity to the image of God in his surroundings, meaning another human being. Because each human being has a spark of Hashem within them. It's called the soul. The city of refuge inhabited by Levites is like a warm and loving home. It envelopes the unintentional killer with care, helping him to recover and restore his attention to Hashem. Elul is the city of refuge of the year. Let me repeat that. Elul is the city of refuge of the year. It is the time most attuned to spiritual and rehabilitation and refocusing on Hashem. The Sefer HaChinuch enumerates six mitzvot that we must fulfill constantly. He equates these mitzvot with the six cities of refuge. These six constant mitzvot all revolve around our constant focus on Hashem's presence in our lives. They can be pictured as the six walls that surround a person in his home, reminding him to always focus on Hashem. The ceiling of the home is our constant remembrance of Hashem as expressed in the first of the Esser Dibrot. I am Hashem, your Elohim. Recognize Hashem is merciful in a time of judgment. The floor is the mitzvah not to worship any entity other than Hashem. This is a constant reminder not to sink into the unrealistic depths of our imagination, but rather to remain focused on Hashem. The front wall reminds us that Hashem is one. We must focus our thoughts on the principle that everything in the world is ultimately one Hashem, and the channel all our devotion to him with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our might. As we confirm in the Shema Yisrael, whenever we say it, hopefully at least twice a day. The right and left walls are the mitzvot to love God and have awe or fear of Hashem. Hashem's right hand eternally embraces us in love, while his left supports our head, lifting it to show us the distance between us, and how exalted Hashem is over us. Always remember that there are two levels of love and two levels of yirah, or awe. Finally, the back door reminds us not to go astray. After our hearts or our eyes, we must place a guard at the back door of our consciousness to ensure that no foreign thoughts enter our psyches to disconnect us from our consciousness of Hashem. I'm going to expand a little bit because we are in the week of Re'eh, of being able to see. Why is it the back door, the back wall, that is the issue of our eyes? Aren't our eyes in the front of our face, in the front of our body? The reason it's not the back wall and not the front wall is because when God created Adam, when God created us, He created us, man and woman, Adam and Chava, Adam and Eve. He created us back to back. I've asked the question, why do we not have eyes in the back of our head? And the answer is not because our hair would cover it. The answer is we do have eyes in the back of our head. Just ask any child whether their mother has eyes in the back of her head. And the answer will be yes, of course she does. Why is that? Because the female is more elevated than the male, and her consciousness is more connected to the eyes in the back of her head, which is her husband, who is looking in the other direction than she, and yet communicating to her what he sees. It is the back door so that we will constantly remember where our back door eyes are. Where are the eyes in the back of my head? Is the question to ask. And the answer is always your beshert, your wife, your husband. Where are they? That's where your eyes in the back of your head are presently sitting or standing. Continuing to read. When we realize that we have forgotten Hashem and have ignored the walls of the home that supports us, we feel deep shame. With this feeling in our hearts, we turn to Hashem to beg Him to pardon us. Slach lanu, cleanse us, is the true connection of the tool of slichot, which we will discuss and we will begin to utilize, not in the Ashkenazi pattern, but in the Sephardi pattern, starting on the second day of Elul. And to nullify our existence as much as it dares to be nullified. On Rosh Hashanah, we relate to Hashem in the frame of king and servant. On Rosh Hashanah, we relate to Hashem in the frame of father and son. On Sukkot, we relate to Hashem in the frame of husband and wife. discuss all of these three types of relationships as we go along our path of Teshuvah, and we utilize the gifts of the holidays in the next few weeks. Our Rosh Chodesh Elul starts Friday night. Our Rosh Chodesh connection will occur Motzi Shabbat in our 7 p.m. West Coast time class. We will be changing the phone number to reflect our new phone number on this handout and others. That number is 605-475-6333. And the PIN code remains the same, 911-904-POUND. I hope you will join us. It truly is important to join us. Shavua Tov. Are there any questions?
Shavua Tov.
We will have Shavua Tov. We will have classes at 3 o'clock this afternoon, West Coast time. We will continue our study of advanced reincarnation. We will have classes Monday at 4:30. Will be a deeper Zohar class on the Parasha of Lech Lecha, which is appropriate during the month of Elul, because the meaning of Lech Lecha is to go for yourself. What is Teshuvah? It's returned for yourself. Is there a difference between going and returning? You're walking the same path. Shavua Tov to all.
Shavua Tov.
Shalom.
Hello.
Shalom.